Their first argument, Trinity. Now pay heed to the arguments for the Trinity and their refutation. The first argument. The first sentence of the Holy Torah, Bara Elohim. Bara is a verb. Its meaning is, He created. Elohim, God, is its subject. The people belonging to the Christian faith prove the Trinity from this sentence because Bara is a singular verb, whereas Elohim, its subject, is plural, and an indication of the Trinity is found in it. Rebuttal of this argument. Elohim is derived from Eloah, and Eloah is used for both the true God and false deities. Elohim is the plural of Eloah. Thus, its meaning will be false gods or true gods. The plural of Eloah, Elohim, has been used for judges, rulers, angels, and kings as well. The plural meaning of it is not obligatory and essential. Eloah is used in the sense of the true God in Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 17, and Eloah is used in the meaning of a false god in Daniel chapter 11 verses 37 and 38, 2 Chronicles chapter 32 verse 15, Habakkuk chapter 1 verse 11, and Job chapter 12 verse 6. Elohim, which is the plural of Eloah, has been used for a single real person. In Exodus chapter 7 verse 1 and Exodus chapter 4 verse 16, Moses has been called Elohim. God says, I have made you, O Moses, Elohim for the Pharaoh and Elohim for Aaron. Elohim is used in the context of plural false gods in Deuteronomy chapter 13 verse 7, in Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 39, Judges chapter 5 verse 8, and Judges chapter 10 verse 14, 1 Kings chapter 9 verse 6, 2 Kings chapter 19 verse 18, 1 Chronicles chapter 5 verse 25, 2 Chronicles chapter 13 verse 9 and chapter 25 verse 14, Psalms chapter 97 verse 7, Psalms chapter 136 verse 2, and Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 11, Jeremiah chapter 11 verse 12, and Jeremiah chapter 16 verse 20. Elohim is used in the meaning of kings, rulers, and judges. In Exodus chapter 22 verse 28, Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 17, Psalms chapter 82 verse 1 and 138 verse 1, Genesis chapter 6 verses 2 and 4, and Exodus chapter 21 verse 6, chapter 22 verse 8, and 22 verse 9. Elohim is used in the meaning of angels in 1 Samuel chapter 4 verse 8, chapter 28 verse 13, 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 23, and Psalms chapter 82 verse 6 and chapter 8 verse 5. Elohim is used in the meaning of the one true God in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 and in 1 Kings chapter 18 verses 24 and 39. It appears frequently in the plural for false gods, kings, rulers, judges, and angels, and sometimes in the meaning of one. And for the true God, it is always used in the meaning of absolutely singular. Quite apart from all this, if the intent is to prove the divinity of Christ only through allusions, then it would be better to first establish the Trinity through some other proofs and then strengthen it through allusions. Indications. Unequivocal and explicit mention of the doctrine of Trinity does not exist in the earlier Holy Scriptures. If believing in it on the basis of such conjectural indications can lead to salvation, as is the fanciful belief of the Christians, then let the Christians heed what follows justly and consider the Muslims to have attained salvation. In many places in the Quran, the blessed being of the exalted Maker has been referred to in the plural form. See, Inna nahnu nazalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Surah Al-Hijr, chapter 15, verse 10. Verily we have ourselves sent down this Qur'an, and most surely we will be its guardian. نَحْنُ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ فَلَوْ لَا تُصَدِّقُونَ We have ourselves created you, why then do you not accept the truth? Surah Al-Waqi'ah, chapter 56, verse 58.
نَحْنُ قَدَّرْنَا بَيْنَكُمُ الْمَوْتَ وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَسْبُوقِينَ
And we ourselves ordain death for all of you, and no one can prevail against us. Surah Al-Waqi'ah, chapter 56, verse 61. And the Muslims have faith in all the sentences of the Quran. Thus, if the prophets Moses and Abraham, etc. attained salvation by reciting the plural form Elohim and the phrase Bara Elohim, which is susceptible to interpretations, then why would the Muslims not attain salvation by reciting the plural forms of the exalted being of the Maker? What remains are the full particulars of faith, and this, first of all, the Christians do not even avail of, because they believe that human intellect is incapable of understanding the Trinity and the mystery of divinity, so how could those who preceded the Messiah attain it? Secondly, the details do not exist in the previous scriptures, so after producing all these facts, I submit to the Christians humbly, O Christians, what correlation exists between the essence of the Trinity and the use of plural forms?